This is Chapter 1 of Seeing the Pattern 2, Death Take You, by Aegis Shield, titled High Score. It had been 3 months since Pink Amina seen Death incarnate in the Sweet Apple Acres orchard. The Pinky sense had been strangely quiet since then. Death was either patient or absent for the moment. It bothered her. It felt like a steady pressure of paranoia was building up inside her, and she didn't know how to combat it. She could only keep dreaming about the skeletal stallion in the heavy cloak, standing in the black mist of the moonlit night, chilling. Pink Amina awoke with a flinch, her scowling face hardening for a moment while her brain struggled to start up. She still wasn't used to waking up in the morning every day, nor was she used to having a rather handsome stallion wrapped around her most of the way. She turned her head, her curtain-like mane shifting when she lifted it to get a better look at him. Lickety Split was her stallion, more or less. They lived together, ate together, slept together, and so on. They weren't married, at least not yet, but Pink Amina was in no hurry. He was handsome, delightfully submissive, and a vigorous lover. She liked everything as it was. Peering at him, she scented his mint-green mane and touched a hoof to his white fur. Vanilla. He smelled so feminine for a stallion. It annoyed her to no end. But he owned an ice cream parlor, so there was little to be done for it. Smirking with a smile that would chill blood, she nosed him a few times in a half-playful way. Hers. She liked that. He stirred slightly at her prodding, murred quietly, and then buried his face between her front hooves at her breast. It was warm and soft there. Never mind the morning. He wasn't awake yet. Not at all. Her smile widened into a rather cruel expression as she bit him on the ear instead. Ouch! He tumbled out of the bed, taking the comforter and sheet with him. Pink Amina! He moaned, looking at her blearily and setting his chin on the edge of the bed, laying on her side with her whole undercarriage on display for him. She smiled at him in a sultry way from behind her long mane. It made her look moody, dangerous, and sexy. Morning to you too. Morning to you too, he said after his eyes had flicked guiltily back and forth a few times. They rose, going through their normal rituals of preparing for the new day. Pink Amina didn't enjoy working at an ice cream parlor, but it was honest work and her lover paid her generously. She kept the place spotless and attacked the sidewalk with a broom every morning to keep it looking decent. That morning, while she was glaring at a dry piece of gum dirtying her stoop, the pink mare was suddenly assaulted by a white one. An ear-splitting kazoo startled her into rearing up when Surprise threw confetti on her with a squeal of happiness.
Surprise! Happy 3 months of being in two bodies, Pink Amina!
The blonde-headed mare defied gravity for a long moment with her arms splayed out in jubilation.
It's been 3 whole months since Princess Luna murdered us both and brought my soul back from the land of the dead, which was super weird because I was half of a soul and you were the other half, which means that you half died. Did I half die too? I don't remember. You were the one in control and we got...
Pink Amina's temper had already run high and she grabbed Surprise by the face with one hoof, hauling her back down to earth. Brainless imbecile. What do you want? She said slowly. Despite the pink mare's attempts to keep herself quite separate from Surprise, they sort of had a pseudo-sisterhood between themselves now. They were, technically, the same mare, just different aspects and different bodies. Surprise insisted on frequent visits despite any abuse Pink Amina ever dealt out.
Surprise!
The ghostly white mare spazzed again, pulling from Pink Amina's suppressing hoof.
I've finally gotten around to getting the recipe for ice cream cake. I came here to pick up a bucket or two of high-quality vanilla ice cream.
She grinned a great big huge grin that the dignified pink mare instantly hated.
Speaking of...
Surprise leaned in a little conspiratorially.
You and Lickety Split have been living together for a while now. Have you two been making, you know, ice cream
Pink Amina had to work very, very hard to not buck the white mare in her big, stupid head, and instead slapped her hooves away. "Keep your hooves off my stallion," she warned dangerously, scowling like the plague. It was no secret Surprise liked Lickety-Split, and when she was Pinkie Pie had harbored a crush on him.
"Hey, Surprise!"
Lickety-Split had appeared in the doorway to prop the glass door open and let in the early fall air.
"Nice to see you again so soon."
Surprise sproinged into the air, then into the shop to make her purchase. Pinkamina scowled, attacking the sidewalk with her broom and then glaring the white mare away when she bounced away down the sidewalk. Her stallion reappeared in the doorway of the parlor, smiling gently.
"Don't be jealous. Her looking doesn't hurt anything," he soothed.
"She should look elsewhere," Pinkamina scowled, possessive of him.
"What about me? Doesn't my fidelity count for anything?" he said softly.
Pinkamina's expression softened a little, and she silently extended her neck. He nuzzled it up and then back down. She allowed herself a small crooning sound, and he kissed her cheek. Going back inside, he left her to her work while he was making sure the shop was ready to go for the day. Sure enough, a foal and mother mare were sitting at the bar with sundaes within the next 5 minutes. Pinkamina stared at the foal with a certain expression. He was a charming little thing, a colt with a silly propeller hat on his head. He could often be seen haunting arcade machines when they were brought out for festivals like Hearts and Hooves Day. It didn't take long for the pink mare to spot the bracelet around his left front hoof, a hospital bracelet. Her hawkish eyes narrowed while traveling down his tiny little body while he was eating a chunk of banana with gusto. His ribs were showing just a little. Pinkamina's eyes flicked to the mother. She looked a little tired for so early in the morning. He must have been very sickly, the poor thing. An icy feeling touched the back of Pinkamina's neck. She shuddered, then cocked her head. She knew that feeling. She snapped around, looking back and forth out on the street. A few ponies were already out doing their morning shopping and other errands, but he was still there. He stuck out like a black blot of ink in the white room in the palace.
"I see you," Pinkamina whispered.
Her brow lowered until she glared at him from under her eyebrows. Her expression darkened and her pink mane fell slowly over half her face. In the alleyway across the street stood Death. The skeletal pony stared back, his sudden stillness telling her that he'd seen her see him. His black eye sockets flickered with red, the breeze tossing his cloak briefly. She saw the bleached white skeleton beneath, not even a flank for a cutie mark. No skin. They stared at each other for a long time. He said nothing, only looked at her from across the way. Black mist that came from nowhere at all was curling idly around his hooves. Pinkamina finally shuddered, tearing her gaze away. From within the ice cream parlor, she heard the colt suddenly say,
"Mommy, I feel a little funny."
The pink mare's mouth went agape for a moment and she rushed to the doorway. The colt was holding his chest and breathing a little hard. The mother turned, looking alarmed. Then, slowly, the feeling seemed to pass and he smiled in a tired way.
"Oh, I guess it was nothing."
His small voice was weak and his breathing labored.
"We should go back to the doctor, right now,"
his mother decided promptly.
"Can't I finish my Sunday? Please?"
The little colt begged with big, soft eyes before he could be yanked off his stool. The mare considered, then sighed and lowered herself onto the stool she was on again. A few more minutes couldn't hurt.
"Yay!"
He had his spoon again, shoveling ice cream greedily like the happy child he was. From behind the counter, Lickety-Split smiled gently at the mother. Pinkamina turned and glared across the street at Death.
"Don't you fucking dare,"
she snarled savagely, still whispering.
"Not under my roof. Preventing death is my special talent, so back right the buck off."
She felt angry and protective very suddenly. She turned sideways, flashing the white skull and black scythe on her flank. The cutie mark of death prevention. Death inclined its head in a rather eloquent bow. Was that submission? Was just telling him off enough? The mare was as surprised when he backed off a step, his skeletal frame rattling a little. Was she like some sort of voodoo fetish now, able to stave off death by just being there and swearing at him? "Thanks, Mr. Lickety-Split." The mother mare was leaving with her colt now, calling out loudly to set a good example for her son. The stallion behind the counter smiled good-naturedly, waving at them both as they exited the ice cream parlor. "Yeah, thanks, Mr. Lickety." Suddenly the colt stutter-stepped, clutched at himself, then fell and died on the sidewalk. His mother's screams could be heard all across the still-sleepy Ponyville. Pinkamina went pale, then shot a venomous glare across the street at Death. The skeletal stallion tossed his head a few times, his jaw clacking, with his teeth striking each other. It reminded the pink mare too much of laughter. She only vaguely heard Lickety-Split rushing outside and shouting for help. Any pony to send for help. Pinkamina stood stock still, staring across the street at the specter that no pony else could seem to see. A little blob of orange, puffy cloud appeared next to Death. Shepherding it gently under its cloak, he seemed to consume the little soul into his own being. It took her a few long moments to realize that it had waited until the little colt had come outside to claim him. By the time she turned to shout obscenities at him, he had vanished into thin air. Cheeky bastard. In the highest room, in the tallest tower, both royal sisters stood watching Ponyville. Through the eyes of the goddesses, they might as well have been standing there when the entire scene had unfolded. The death of the little one had visibly shaken Celestia. It had all been so fast. Luna, princess of the night, of death and fertility, turned her muzzle up a little. "We did not expect such a response," she admitted with a snap of her wings. "The pink one is ever vigilant, it seems." "She didn't expect it," Celestia said gently, her voice a soothing balm over her sister's snappish ways. The white alicorn turned, ever trying to be the diplomat between the mortal races and her sister. "It is enough to catch any pony off guard. Such a sudden death." "The little one's demise hath shaken her," Luna said with some satisfaction. "But her anger will elicit more insolence. We know this," she said, stamping a hoof. Cracks spiderwebbed away from the impact. The four stallions, two solar and two lunar, standing guard, flinched when the room vibrated at her wrath. "She willst not be able to help herself after the appearance of such a cutie mark, a special talent of death prevention." She gestured to the pink mare's flank, a white skull with a black scythe. "If she defies even ourself, then a cloaked specter like Death shalt not sway her." Her voice vibrated the room angrily, and Celestia gave her a look. She lowered her voice a little. "This shalt not end well, sister," she said, a look of mild concern crossing her muzzle. "Even we do not trifle with the pony called Death." No, we do not," Celestia said mildly. "Pinkamina was given all the warnings and threats we could offer to her. She looked over at her sister and extended a comforting wing. "From you especially, sister." They shared a quiet moment of affectionate siblings. Though Luna's ways were more hostile and certainly louder, they both adhered to the same grand design, and Celestia knew it. The princess of the night leaned into her solar counterpart, and they nuzzled quietly. It was a time before the goddess of the day spoke again. She may not understand that you tried to save her, somewhat, after you executed her, that is. Celestia smiled gently at her sister's insulted look. But I am afraid she will have to be on her own now. Luna nodded in silent agreement, sighing.